can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we go. We do a podcast for you on this glorious Tuesday. He is a very handsome man at the ripe young age of 31. Al Duke, what's up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Actually, I turned 55 this weekend.
Oh, you did?
No, this weekend coming up.
Happy birthday in advance because I'll forget.
55 years old, Jerry.
Double nickel. Weird, isn't it? Hard to believe.
That feels a little weird. Although, I got to tell you, 50 felt weird, and that was 5 years ago.
I don't know why. I have not felt that. I don't know why. Now, I will tell you, when I look at the Prince and Longevity read, and I see in the first line, I know we don't really read it, but when I read in it, I just turned 50.
Does that feel weird?
It looks weird in print, but I don't feel 50, so it doesn't bother me.
But it's 50.
Yeah.
I'm 55, damn.
Yeah, 55, Jerry. It was a weird moment. It's every once in a while I think of things in the future,
yeah.
And then I do my age. Totally weird thing. So yesterday, I'm passing my new air conditioner.
Okay.
And I see my new air conditioner. Air conditioners should last me probably about 15 years. I'd be like, oh, wait, that may be the last air conditioner I ever buy.
70.
Or I'm going to be 70 when I purchase my next air conditioning unit.
Yeah, dude, I know. I know. Well, I had a similar thing that Matthew has begun investing, which I love.
I think it's cool.
Great. And he's got a set amount of money. I know he's investing.
Does he use like Robinhood, one of those apps to do it with?
He's using it through SoFi Investing.
Oh, okay.
So every 2 weeks he's putting a certain amount of money in and he's buying more shares. And I told him, you know, you do this and you're going to have a lot of money. And a younger son is in a financial literacy class in high school, which we didn't have. God, I wish we had
it. That would have been awesome.
So he came home the other day and asked me about investing. I'm like, you know what? I'm glad you're learning about this because your brother's off and running again. I'm like, how about we get you started? And he said, all right, well, if I invest, you know, $50 every other week, I'm like, that, you know what, kid, that would be amazing. That's $100 a month that you're 14 years old. I'm like, dude, by the time you are 50, you're going to have so much money. And then he goes, wow, by the time I'm 50, he goes, Dad, you'll be 85. I'm like, oh my God. That got me.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy crap. Now, I know we're talking about my kids being 50. Obviously, I'm going to be older. But it was like, whoa, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It just the whole thing is like, ugh.
Yeah, I sometimes do that backwards, too. So it's like I'll go, okay, so I'll be 55. And I'm like, how old's my dad? My dad's 80.
Okay.
I'm like, huh, so he was 25 when he had me?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Could you imagine having kids now at 55?
No, right. I can't imagine having kids at 55. He was 25.
I will tell you, though, and you know this because, you didn't go through it with me in 2004. I remember, and I've told you this before, I remember until the day Matthew came along, I still never thought it was real. Like, I never thought I could be a dad. Like, no. And, you know, you're going through the months and you still don't think it's real until it's real. And they hand you the baby and say, good luck, get out of the hospital now.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Uh-oh. And you learn very quickly. Like, you are, same way you learned with the dog, you learn you are responsible for this living thing.
Yeah.
And you just figure it out.
There was a comedian on Joe Rogan a month or so ago, and I don't know his name because I had never heard of him before, but I listened to them have a conversation, and he said something that really struck a chord with me. He said, I'm getting to the age with things where I'm at where I don't think I'm old enough to do them, like have a kid, when in reality, I'm at the back end of it.
Right.
Like, I think about that too. Like, I'd be like, oh, I feel a little young to be having a kid. No, you're long past it.
Yeah. My dad at 50 was a grandfather. I mean, you're 55. You're 55. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I still have that mentality. My thinking is still like, oh, I'm too young to do that.
Like when I grow up.
Yeah, we're really, I'm at the back end. I'm at the way back end of that.
I think a big part of that is, and this has been something we've discussed in the past, I think a big part of it, too, is I don't feel like we look in the mirror and feel like we look like old people yet.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it. Again, our grandparents at 50 looked old. Archie Bunker at 50 looked like a great-grandfather. If you compare yourself at 55 to Carol O'Connor at 55, I think he looks like your dad.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. I really do. And the fact that we keep ourselves, you specifically, but we keep ourselves in better shape than most of our grandparents and parents. I think we're like that first generation of eating better and exercising. And I think we're seeing the results of it. And I do feel like we look and feel a little bit younger.
Yeah, which I can't figure out because everything else I read, and I read a lot about food and all that stuff, is like we are eating the worst things now more than ever. Like, we're the most obese we've ever been. Mm-hmm. But yet, we do look younger than all those previous generations. So, I don't understand how those are working together.
I don't know if the obese people do. I don't. I mean, there's a lot of times you see someone who's heavy.
Yeah.
They just flat out look older than they are. The one thing that is gone out of society for the most part, which I also think ages you big time, is the smoking.
Yeah.
The smoking is no longer a pack a day, two pack a day thing. And I think that is something that also ages your skin and your look, and probably makes you feel worse. Might make your hair turn. I don't know. But the food's not great for sure. But I do think heavier people look older than thinner people.
Do you think the vaping does that to your skin or not, like the smoking?
I don't think we know yet.
Because the smoking, not only are you inhaling it, but the smoke itself is also hitting your face, right?
Yeah,
and in your hair, like you're saying.
Yeah. I don't think we know yet. I think it's still too new to know. To me, it's like the Ozempic. Like, you don't know what the long-term effects of Ozempic are. I also read one of these things. What's the guy's name? Thomas DeLauer. I think he's the guy on YouTube I like. He's this jacked fitness guy talking about eating clean. And he's just... And I don't think any of his information is nuts. I don't think he's one of these over the top crazy people. I think it was him. If not, it was one of these other influencers, as they say, that has come out and they're starting to get the actual data on intermittent fasting. And maybe it's not as good as they thought. Like, it's almost like you need to let things play out till you know. So vaping, for instance, has been around, for real, like in a mainstream way, like five to 10 years max?
It's probably 10 years. It feels like it's only a couple years, but it probably is about 10 years.
In terms of most people doing it, though, and turning away from cigarettes.
Yeah.
Max 10 years, would you say?
Yeah, max.
Okay. So how would we know yet, really?
Yeah.
I mean, hell, doctors were endorsing cigarettes in magazines when they first came out.
Yes, smoke Winstons.
That they were healthy for you.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't answer that question because I don't know yet.
Yeah, just weird because we just hear about like how unhealthy we are, more unhealthy than ever before, and yet we look younger than our previous generations.
Well, we're certainly heavier than ever before. That's for damn sure.
Very strange.
Yeah.
I'm on the verge of getting kicked out of the Bradley Beach Facebook group.
What'd you do now?
What? Here's what I posted.
Can't help yourself,
I couldn't help myself. But here's what I posted, and my post got deleted. And then I asked, why did my post get deleted? My question was this. There are two people running for mayor of Bradley Beach.
Okay.
The current mayor is not going to be mayor anymore. When his term ends, he's not running for re-election. So it's and it's hard sometimes when you want to vote for somebody to know what their philosophy is, what they stand for.
Yeah,
because
especially
locally, I'll tell you the same. I'm going to fix this. So all I wrote on the Facebook group was, do you think it would be a fair question to ask each of the candidates who they plan on voting for in the presidential election?
That's the post?
Yeah.
Why would that get deleted?
It was deleted, and the cause of deletion was bipartisan politics. They didn't want people fighting over politics, but
No, you're trying to, you figure if someone's supporting Trump, they're going to have similar views as Trump does. If they're going to vote for Harris, you'd think they'd have similar views as Harris. Okay. So I guess, first of all, I think your question's fine, but I do understand if they're trying to keep politics off the page.
Right, but you can currently post there and trash the current mayor. They have no problem with that.
Oh, then that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
No,
so if politics is off, I understand it.
That doesn't make sense then.
Yeah.
That just sounds like they hate you.
Yeah, I was like, well, I just thought, that's a, I thought that's that was a good very, question.
That's a fair question.
I think it's a fair question, especially like if politicians are like, I'm, what do they call, transparent with everything I do. I would just be curious, like, oh, who do you plan on voting for? Because right. then you would think maybe that's their style of
right.
even local government.
Might help you make a decision on who you're going to vote
for. That's all. Because my guess would be that if somebody were, and this could go either way, so if somebody was really disliked Donald Trump, and one of the mayoral candidates come out and goes, I'm voting for Trump, they're going to be like, no way, I'm not voting for that guy.
Yeah.
I think it was, so I plan True. On asking in person when I meet the candidates.
That's fine.
Because they're going around door to door trying to
meet
people.
Door to door?
Yeah, trying to meet people. Wow. So I'm going to ask. I'm going to say, well, what do you think? I don't know how that's going to sway my decision. It's also not a, you know, these local elections, they're not Republicans or Democrats, supposedly. They're just
candidates?
They're just candidates. They don't subscribe to a party. So I don't know, but I don't want to get kicked off the page, Jerry, because I do like to get information. Like, there's some strangers walking around on porches. Like, I want to know.
Well, then just you start a new page. You'll be House Schmooks. See if they let you in.
Start a whole new Facebook profile, House Schmooks.
Just for the Bradley Beach page.
Yeah, I actually was thinking that. I'd be like, I'm going to have to come up with a whole new.
You might.
Page.
Yeah, you might.
I'd be like, hey, I just moved to town. It'd be great to.
And just put up a picture of a nice guy in a suit. Like a stock photo that's free to use.
Yeah, stock photo. Like, yeah, a guy in a suit near the beach.
That's all. Nice little puppy.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great to be part of your community.
That's all. And just say all the right things and it'll be right back in. Then you can start causing a ruckus again.
But then I would be like, I can't post anymore. I can just.
That's true. You got to observe.
I'm having a problem with my phone, Jerry, and I did some Googling. So my I have
the Googling better than the Eddie Murphy Googling.
I have an iPhone, Jerry, and the part where I plug it in, the port, the power port, very sensitive. Like if I move the phone, it's no longer powering. If I move the phone again, it's powering.
Yes.
It's like
my wife is having the same issue you're having with the phone.
Yeah, so I thought I was going to have to go get a whole new phone, but I did Google it, and they said that you can clean out that port where the power plugs in, and that you should first look with a flashlight and then use a toothpick to go around, not the dead center of it, to go around the perimeter of it.
Yeah.
And that you'd be surprised at all the crap that falls
out of
that.
Well, I hope it works for you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that when I get home.
If not, you get a new present. You get a new phone.
Then I was thinking I just would shoot the air in there. You know, you have the cans of air.
Mm-hmm. Psh, psh, psh. Did it say not to do that?
Yeah, of course, the internet said, don't ever do that. And the other one said, this is a great way to clean out your phone.
We are in the age, I actually was thinking of this yesterday. We are in the age of misinformation.
Yes.
You don't know what is real, what's not real, what's factual, what's an opinion, who's right, who's wrong. It is really fascinating.
And
it's the social media.
Yeah, it's so hard to determine who is a good source.
Correct.
A reliable source.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, let's go back to what I talked about before with the intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
There are people, and we've had this conversation many times, you can follow an influencer who's got credentials out the ass from universities that will tell you Mediterranean diet, nothing else. Others will tell you that's absurd. You need to eat all your meat. Others will tell you a diet high in carbs is, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Who do you listen to?
I know. There's just so many things that seem like they shouldn't be opinion-based and they should be fact-based that we still don't really have all the facts to.
You're right.
Which doesn't make much sense to me.
Yep. Well, I hope that using the toothpick actually fixes your phone.
Yeah. Just think of all the things, though, that could get into these where the power port is. You put them in your pocket.
Yeah.
You have lint in your pocket.
Yes.
You are talking on the phone, and the thing is right near your mouth.
A little schmutz out of your mouth.
Yeah, schmutz from your
bad
mouth.
Bad breath.
Bad breath is getting in there.
Rain could if you're talking in a mist.
Rain. Then think how many times, plug in, plug out, plug in, plug out. That can't be good for the internal mechanisms of the thing. In and out and in and out.
And then you're pregnant.
Bing, bang, boom, you're pregnant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're but I think they are made to be durable enough to, if you're plugging it in at night and that's it, or once a day. I do agree with you. If it's constant throughout the course of the day, that's a problem.
I do see just surrounding the opening.
A glaze.
Just dust and just...
Oh, yeah. A lot of gunk.
Yeah, a lot of gunk. Mm. Remember the all the microphones at the radio station have a microphone screen on
them?
Yeah,
I don't use one.
And I remember Craig's...
Oh, God.
...was so disgusting because he used to eat the entire show and talk into the thing. It would just be... And then the one Steve Summers would use.
Oh, God.
Because he would smoke coffees and just...
Imagine what that breath was like. I love Steve, but oh my God.
Hours and hours talking into these microphone screens.
Yeah.
The foam thing at the microphone.
They were discolored.
Yeah. And then even if you would look, even these little particles over and over and over again over time will get past the foam thing into the components of a microphone too.
Really?
Yeah. It's wild stuff, Jerry.
It is wild, wacky stuff.
You know what I see on some of these video podcasts that I think we should do here at the radio station?
Tell me.
We have these, if you ever watch the show on TV, we have these arms that hold the microphone that go up and then down towards your face. The ones now...
That come up.
Yeah, they come up. That seems like a much nicer... Because so many times on TV, especially when there's new people in, like if Willie Colon's filling in, or Joe Beningo was filling in, they'd be like, tell Joe B he's got to move the microphone.
We can't see him.
Yeah, we can't see him. He's hiding behind it, but...
I know. Yeah, you could do that. Could definitely do that. It just costs more money and have to have a different setup because the holes in the table are cut for the microphones to come up.
Oh,
I mean, I guess technically... No, you can't. The arms don't bend that way.
You might have one. Like, I see the Joe Rogan one.
Yeah.
He's got these really cool arms.
Well, they're not... Yeah.
They look nice.
Maybe when they redesign the studio again. Whenever that will be.
Yeah. But the next redesign.
Yeah. It's possible.
Hmm.
You gotta go talk to engineering about that.
Oh, hello, engineering.
We want new microphones.
Can we get new microphones?
Yeah, sure. They're only $1,000 a piece. We'll get 19 of them.
All right. That's the thing.
Let's just fire someone real quick.
These microphones are expensive. And I'm sure these arms are expensive. Like
everything's expensive.
Anything that's considered professional equipment.
Yes.
Is expensive.
Right. You want to go buy something in Walmart, you can probably get it for cheap. But if you want real equipment.
Yeah, you know as a nice podcasting center is Guitar Center.
Oh, yeah.
They got like a whole section. Well, because...
So does Best Buy, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have a whole podcast. Well, the last time I was there, which is probably 6 months ago.
Yeah.
If you go past where they're in... This is the one in Homedale. There's used to be a whole aisle for GoPro and GoPro... accessories, and then the aisle behind it was all podcast equipment, microphones and headsets and all sorts of different things. It was very cool.
Man, I used to love Best Buy.
Yeah. You know what Best Buy is showing up on now? Amazon.
What do you mean?
Like, if you want to, so if you search certain things on Amazon, like a TV, microphones, you'll have all the certain things. Amazon, Best Buy now sells through Amazon.
Oh.
It's not just through BestBuy.com. They are up as sellers on Amazon now, too.
It used to be so great. Like, you could go to Best Buy. Think of all the sections. You had the music section.
Yep.
You go thumb through CDs. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yep.
DVD section was great.
Appliances.
Then you just go find different gadgets, CD players.
I love the gadgets. The gadgets to me are fun. I don't know why they are.
I still will when if I'm near a Best Buy, I'll still go in and go. Now, like the gadgety area is like home in the it's like in the area where you would get like home security cameras, any home automation things seem cool.
Yeah, and they do have a lot of that stuff.
Yeah,
and they even still have old school stuff too, like tape recorders. Believe it or not, you know, I don't mean the big ones. I mean the small little ones, like the dictation ones.
Yeah,
they still even sell things like that. But I don't know that those stores are doing very well anymore.
Yeah, I'll walk by, like, even they still have the car stereo section.
And who's doing that?
Right.
Like, honestly. I mean, now we did one 4 years ago for my son, or 3 years ago, because we ended up buying Kim's father's car after he passed away. And we wanted to get him nice Chevy, but like a 9-year-old car. But he didn't drive a lot, so there were low miles on it. It was a good car for him.
Yeah.
But we wanted to give him a better stereo. So we did do that.
With the nice screen?
Yes. But for the most part, who's replacing Karstarr? That was a big thing in the 90s. I don't know about the 2020s anymore.
Yeah, I think about that, too. There's a very well-respected place near me. I think it's in Neptune. It's a car stereo place. And I just wonder, like, I wonder if every year there's less people coming in.
You have to see it somehow, the deterioration, you would think.
Or are there some people, like, I could see you changing out the crappy speakers that come with cars.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Because all the cars now have a nice screen, even cheap cars. Right? Even like a lower model
made better.
Car has these beautiful screens.
Well, let's put it this way, Al. If you can't really get a new car anymore for less than $25,000,
yeah.
I mean, that's probably the cheapest new car you can get.
New car, yeah.
You got to put something in them.
Yes.
If you're going to charge this amount. And I would say the average new car price is probably more like $35 to $40.
Yeah.
If you look around. I mean, it is crazy how much cars cost.
What's the lowest you recall buying a brand new car for?
I've never bought a brand new car. Never.
Hmm.
Every car I have bought has always been anywhere from 2 to 5 years old.
Smart.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know what? I am lying. I bought a Toyota Paseo brand new.
What was that called? What's a Paseo?
They don't make them anymore. It was a small little Toyota before the Prius. And I got that when my car died up in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey at Sports Phone. And that car was a little Ford that I had 275,000 miles on it. And I remember I had to call AAA at 2 a.m. when my shift ended. I was working for Don LaGreca at the time. And AAA had to then tow me all the way back to where we were living. And I remember the guy in the car, he's like, you ain't going to get this fixed, are you? He goes, this car's old. He goes, well, it's not really old, but 280,000 miles. I'm like, yeah, I guess I probably shouldn't. He goes, it's going to cost you more. He goes, we get another 3 months out of it? He goes, you need a new car. I'm like, oh. So I wound up getting a brand new Toyota Paseo. I want to say that car was $12,000 maybe.
Wow.
But we're talking 20, holy God. When did I work for Don LaGreca? 97? So we're talking 27, 28 years ago. I think that car was $11,000 or $12,000.
Man, I'm trying to think. I bought a 1995 Saturn. I wonder what I paid for that.
I don't know. I do remember when I was looking at cars when I first started driving, I remember I wanted to get the stripped-down Jeep Wrangler because I think you could get it for $7,000. Soft top, no air conditioning, 5-speed. I'm talking like 1992. I think it was $7,000, I think. And now Jeeps are $35,000, I think.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yes.
I just Googled how much is a 1995 Saturn. How much was a Saturn in 1995?
Okay.
$11,260.
Yeah. So, all right. So, I'm looking at the 1992 Jeep Wrangler. MSRP, $11,000. I thought it was seven. I don't know why I thought seven. Yeah, isn't that something?
I want to see. Because I also bought a Honda Civic EX 2000 in 2000, and that one went for $15,000.
Okay, nice car.
That's a nice car.
$15,000. And by the way, the MSRP for a 2024 Jeep Wrangler starts at $32,000 now.
Starts, right?
Starts. So now I'm going to find out the Toyota Paseo, which I think was in Paseo.
You ever wonder why certain car models don't make it? Like, why didn't a Paseo make it? Why can't I still buy a Toyota Paseo?
I don't know. It was a good car.
Let me Google that. Let me see what that looks like, Jerry.
I like that car. All right. 1997, the Toyota Paseo MSRP. So I said 11. It started at 14.
That's a nice looking car there, Jerry.
It was a good car.
It was a sporty look back then.
It was okay. It got great gas mileage. Drove phenomenally well. I don't know why it didn't last, but it was a good car. It was a small car.
Know what else they don't make? The Toyota Celica. That was
actually
a nice car.
You know what? No, I think the Celica came back this year.
Is that right?
I believe the Toyota Celica is back. Hold on a second. Celica. Toyota Celica 2025. And there it is. And it is
nice.
Gorgeous.
I may get one of those, Jerry, and park that right here in New York City.
Nice. There has been one on our. There has been one.
Really?
That's how I knew that it was back. I saw it on the street. Nice. What the MSRP on that is, the 2025 Celica.
Well, I don't know. Those are cool cars, though, back in the day when I was
MSRP, $56,000. $56,000. It's crazy.
What do you think is a reasonable price for a new car? They're like, I'm going to get a new car.
Are we talking monthly payment, or are we talking?
Yeah, monthly payment. What do you think? What year are we in? 2024, Jerry? What do you think is a monthly payment where you, what's the number where you go, no way, it's too much?
So, I think once you get past, me personally, I think anything more than $400 a month is a lot.
I was going to say five.
So,
more to 500.
My wife's expedition is $510 a month, and it pains me that we're paying $510 a month, and we put money down on it.
Yeah.
I thought that was outrageous, and yet, and that was, we got that in 2020. It was a 2017. It just came off a 3-year lease, and it was like, I don't know, $40,000-something. So we pay $510 a month for that. I think the new Expeditions are $90,000 now. You do the math on a 5-year loan. I mean, 60 months at $1,000 a month with no interest only gets me 2/3 of the way there.
Yeah, well, now I think everything's insane. 7 years.
They do 7 now, do
they?
I thought 6 was the max.
No, I think that they're definitely up to 7.
I remember when I got, Mike, when I got this car that I have now, I remember Dan Ariel from Tom's River. I remember him telling me he sees the 10-year car loans coming soon just because of, they have to, because of how much the cars cost now. And I don't know how you get away from that. Although, I guess everybody just charges everything. I don't know.
And then you trade it in and get another car.
Yeah, I guess. Even leasing doesn't work for me because of our mileage. Like, I saw a commercial for, again, it was the Ford Maverick, I think, which I like. It's a small truck.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I like that.
Cool little vehicle, though. And I saw a lease for it on one of the commercials, and it said, you know, you can lease this for $280 a month. I'm like, wow. You know, it's not a horribly expensive truck. And then you look at it, and it's like 7,000 miles a year. Now, for my wife, who works in town, essentially, she could probably do that. 7,000 miles gives me 2 months, maybe 2.5.
Right.
Then what do I do with the other 25,000 miles I need?
You ever thinking of keeping like the beat up car to commute to New York and then having a leased car for the weekends?
Except for the fact that the car insurance now is crazy.
Yes. Good point.
I have thought of that. Yeah. Car insurance is just insane.
Right. And now you're getting insurance for a car you drive 2 days a week.
Correct.
Locally.
And I'm not doing it.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Because this would be the car that I would keep until it really dies.
Yeah.
But, and you know, it sucks for me with the car insurance. Unless the car's totaled, that's a different situation. Or unless it's really got severe damage, any type of little, I'm just fixing it.
Correct.
I'm not putting in a claim. I don't want to be bothered with it. I don't want my rates to go up. I'd rather just deal with the bumps and the scrapes, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah. Cause it'd be cool to have like a cool car that you lease. Mm-hmm. When you get a low mileage lease, that he's going to be cool guy driving to the restaurants on Saturday and Sunday.
You could lease a Porsche, get 1,000 miles a year.
Right. But between the lease payment and the insurance, like you're saying, you're got a regular size car payment.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Yeah, they ruin everything, Jerry.
It's a lot of money, man. It really is.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of money.
Let's do the warm-up show, Jerry.
Yeah.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
All right, we'll get you on a Wednesday. So...